One of the things you can say about Newcastle under Hunter is we've always been a vibrant music community, always loved to get out and see some live bands and a bit of live entertainment. And you would probably say that one of the biggest periods for that being a thing would be the 70s and 80s. We had very much a pub rock scene. There is a new exhibition showcasing much of this at Newcastle Museum called Rock This City. And the manager, Julie Baird, joins us this morning. Julie, we've got you on a day off. You're just sitting at home, just in the pyjamas, and you're even working from home. So good on you for that.
Oh, look, no worries, mate. It's so exciting to be able to plug this show and tell people all about it.
Look, we have a long history of loving to get out and enjoy some music here in the Hunter. Of course, we're looking at that key time of the 70s and 80s. What do you think made it so special, the pub rock scene here in Newcastle?
Well, that's the thing. We call it the countdown years. So we're looking at 74 to 87. And I guess it was kind of a bunch of different things. So you had a whole lot of baby boomers turning 18 and looking for excitement and entertainment. You had a whole lot of pubs spread out throughout the town that were trying to attract these kids to get them to come in. And the best way to attract people to the venues at that time was local music. And so we're really focused on the local bands, even though there were so many big-name bands like your Angels and your Chisels and your Midnight Oils coming through town. What we really want to look at is the music that Newcastle made for Newcastle.
And there really were a lot of great bands that you would classify as local bands at the time. What are some of the big things that we might see in the exhibition? Some of the surprises, too, that we might big draw cards for you.
Well, I guess some of the big draw cards, we've got a couple of guitars in there that are just awesome. So particularly people who are fans of Deviate, we've got Greg Bryce's 1972 Fender on display right next to the album cover of him playing it. And it looks like it has been through the wars. It looks like it's been through some mighty shows. And the same with Leroy and the Rats. We've got Leroy's Gibson in. It started out white, and now it's stained tobacco yellow, and the neck is broken where a girl sat on it at a Coffs Harbour gig.
You kind of imagine if some of these artefacts could actually talk, some of the stories they would tell you, wouldn't you?
Oh, my oath, and I think some of them would be quite dangerous. And I guess that's the thing. We want people to come in, and these are bands that people used to go out and see and they feel a part of, but we kind of want to take them behind the scenes a little bit and let them see what it was actually like to be in these bands and, you know, going from gig to gig and working 5-6 nights a week in local pubs and around and about the place and lugging your own gear and doing your own sound and all the exciting fun that happened on the way.
Yeah, the exciting fun, you would have to make up some, because I can tell you there is nothing exciting about packing up leads, packing up musical gear at the end of a night and moving it on to the next
time. I know.
There's nothing good about that.
There's nothing glamorous. I know. And people always think that being in a band is glamorous. It's hard work. You know, these guys are, they're climbing into vans, they're not only going around Newcastle, but they're also touring up and down the coast. And there's this great camaraderie. It's almost like everyone's been through this battle in the cause of music. We've even got a place for people who have passed, and so people are sending me in names of musicians in town to put up on a commemorative wall to remember those who served music.
It really sounds like you've got your finger on the pulse with this one, I've got to say, Julie. But on December 1st, on that night, there is a very special component of this exhibition, isn't there?
Yeah. Well, we're staying open late. So we're staying open till 9 o'clock, and we're having one of our things we call NMPM. So there's food. So, of course, you know, pub rock. So we've got burgers and beer to make sure everyone remembers going to Hamburger Haven after gigs. We've got, because it's kind of based around the Star Hotel, which was probably one of the biggest sort of turning points in live music in Newcastle, we've got bands that are playing in the Link. We've got an all-star band. So all the guys that have come together to make this special band, combined of all those bands of that era, we've got a young kid band. We've got drag acts happening in the BHP, and you can even throw a fake beer can, a fake KB lager can, at a police car of the era, if you'd like.
Had to be KB'd, wouldn't it?
I know. Do you know, we've been working so hard to replicate safe KB right in can.
Fair enough. Look, I, like I said before, you've really got your finger on the pulse on this one, Julie. Thanks for sharing all of that with us this morning. Of course, the exhibition is free, which is the best part about it, and it's happening at the Newcastle Museum. Thanks, Julie, for sharing it today.
No worries. I hope to see you there.
Even on her day off, she's working manager of Newcastle Museum, Julie Baird. And I'll tell you what, it really does sound like a good exhibition, particularly the December 1 night, the Friday night too. It'll be a great night of action at the museum.